Our sponsor this week is Otlight. And Otlight is a lamps that crafters use. It is the originator of natural daylight technology and has been around since 1989. Casey and I both use Otlights. Makes it great for making it easy on your eyes when you're working on any kind of crafting. But for me, lately, it's been working with dark yarn and lighting that up. But Casey, you were just mentioning another way that you use your Otlight.
Yeah, for taking photos. Even it's such a striking difference to take a picture under a Otlight just with my phone, not even a fancy camera, versus the regular light in my house.
You're using it like a studio light.
Yeah. I have a big over-the-shoulder that lamp that's over my chair where I knit. And it just really shines a bright, clear, true color.
It is such a pretty color of light. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah.
And it does reduce eye strain. And my Otlight, does yours have different brightness settings?
No.
Mine does.
Oh.
You're going to have to take a look at mine.
Yeah.
Anyway, a lot of crafters use them. I know that Otlights have been around for a long time. You see them at crafting stores. And you got yours. They run sales, like at Joann's and stuff, and you got yours on sale.
They had a great sale. It was 50% off this summer, so it was a great deal.
Nice.
So I ended up getting two, actually.
You're going to replace all the lamps in your house with Otlights. They have an exclusive LED formulation that reduces eye strain and eye fatigue by 51% compared to other LED desk lamps. And you can really feel it. It's true. Yeah. If you want to learn more about Otlights, visit the show notes. We will have a link to the Otlight website, or you can go to otlight.com. That's OTTLITE.com. Very Pink Knits podcast, the companion podcast to the Very Pink Knits YouTube channel. I'm Stacy, and I'm here with Casey.
Hi there.
Casey is the media manager here at Very Pink, and she's also producing this show. If you'd like to get your knitting question on the show, just email it to podcast@verypink.com and be sure to tell us where you're from. And, well, I have some kind of bad news, but good news, but bad news. Casey's wrinkling her nose. We just finished doing our Facebook Live recording. We videotaped ourselves recording the podcast, and we had some technical issues on the audio recording, and it only recorded 10 minutes of sound?
Yeah, five minutes of sound.
One question. Okay. So we don't actually have an audio podcast to put out this time. You may have noticed that the download length when you downloaded the podcast this week, that it was much, much shorter. So here's the thing. You can go to Facebook and you can look for Stacy Perry. That's S-T-A-C-I, P as in Paul, E-R-R-Y. And you'll see my little profile picture. We'll also link to it in the show notes. And you can watch us do it live. And there's a very bratty puppy that's there for part of it. And we were taking live questions on Facebook. And Casey, from what I understand, you had the audio difficulties, but it had nothing to do with the fact that we were videotaping it, right?
Right. Because, I mean, we were videotaping from your phone, and I got some of it. For some reason, it decided to stop recording, and maybe I accidentally hit a button while I was looking at Facebook questions, scrolling through questions. Maybe that did it.
Yeah.
This was new for us, so sorry.
But, you know, the whole thing wasn't lost. I mean, it's not a disaster because the whole thing is there.
Yes. And if I can, in the meantime, this is we're recording this right after the recording. If I can figure out a way to add the audio here, I will.
Okay. Well, whatever happens, that's it. And next week, we will be back with a totally normal episode that's all audio and edited with and no puppies and whatever else. But thank you for listening. And if you joined us live on Facebook, thank you for watching. And everything is not live anymore, but it's all there on my Facebook page. Link in the show notes. That is all we have for this week. We'll see you over on Facebook. Stay warm, my friends.